This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that prisoner representative Michelle makes $62,000 a year. Yeah, she's not her own prison. Just a prisoner representative, Michelle.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I did too.
I got what? Scared.
Really? Oh, I know what you thought I was going to say. No, come on, guys. Family show. Pull your head out of the gutter. Come on.
You're the one that taught us that phrase.
No, actually, I was a listener. Don't blame me. I just picked up on it. I thought it was funny, but I didn't come up with it. I'm not that clever, guys. Let's say hi to Michaela, who's in Silverdale. Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing phenomenal. Thank you for listening to the show, by the way. And, you know, thank you even more than that for calling in for Share Your Salary.
Oh, of course. I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, you're sweet. Are you nervous at all to call in?
Sometimes, but they can't see my face, so I think it's okay.
That's the key right there. As long as you don't have a dash cam, we're good to go. All right. So Michaela, by the way, is a lead caregiver. And when I first read that, I for some reason, my mind said lead skydiver. And I was like, that's cool. So if anybody's listening that skydives for a living, I want to know how much you make.
I don't know how you read that so incorrectly.
Not smart. That's how.
I think you're pretty smart.
Oh, look at all the compliments. Michaela, well, we're excited to find out about you. And we're going to put a minute on the clock just to ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we will play a song while we gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We're all going to guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. Pretty cool, right?
All righty. Sounds good.
All right. Lead caregiver. That could be anything. Mm-hmm. What is she giving care to, Gabe? Who knows? All right. Here we go with the questions. On your mark, get set, Gabe, and go.
Do you work in a assisted living or like in someone's home?
Home care.
Oh.
Home care. So lead caregiver, are you managing a team of people? And if so, how many?
About 20, between 20 and 30 caregivers.
Oh,
so you don't work in a home, you just manage the caregivers?
It depends. If someone calls out, I cover their shift.
Okay, so in other words, you're scheduling where 20 people go to take care of people that need in-home care.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
What else do you do? Like, what other job responsibilities do you have?
I do 90-day follow-ups. I do home safety assessments. I check in on our new caregivers. I do a lot of office paperwork as well. Anything the caregivers need, I go check on them. Extra training that they need, stuff like that.
How many hours a week are you working?
40.
What area do you service?
We service Kitsap County.
Mm-mm. I love how when the buzzer went off, she just stopped talking. She knows the rules. Michaela, you're a rule follower. You know. Hey, if she doesn't follow the rules, people die. Mm-hmm. Okay? She knows
that's
it's serious.
Really aggressive. Yeah.
She left.
Oh, yeah.
She does. I'm right. Hey, you don't plug in the machine, man. Bad things happen. All right.
Yeah.
You guys think I'm crazy. I know. Okay. 253-642-WOLF is the number. If you are listening, you think you got an idea what Michaela is making, go ahead and text it to us. Put your name where you live on the text. We're going to use all your texts as our guesses, too. Well, not all of them. Some of them. So text now. You're going to find out what Michaela makes coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Michaela. She lives in Silverdale. And before we find out how much she makes, Gabe, what else did we just learn about Michaela?
They do home care. She does manage 20 to 30 people. She works about 40 hours a week. They service Kitsap County and I think more, but she got cut off. And she doesn't just like manage the people. She has like the paperwork. If someone calls out, she has to go to the home. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, she's responsible for people's lives. Mm-hmm. As we said, it's a very important job, but is she getting paid? Gabe, you can keep on talking because you were the winner the last time we played. You're up first.
I feel like managing 20 to 30 people should mean that she's making more money, so I'm going to be optimistic here. And Katie in Seattle said 75, and I think that sounds right.
Okay, Captain Ron, higher or lower?
I'm going to go lower. So my uncle, he needed home care, and it wasn't nurses. It was like other people, and they got random training to like take care of stuff, but they would just do like smaller stuff. He wasn't making a lot of money, so I don't think it's a lot because it's state funded, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to go 48. That's from Dylan in Tacoma.
All right, well, you guys leave me no choice. I'm going to have to go in the middle somewheres. And again, you know, my mom. No choice. Before she passed, we had some home care too. And again, kind of like Captain Ron, they were usually younger, not making, you could tell they just weren't that motivated, the people. So I don't think they were getting paid. They're not getting rich. They're doing it for they love people, right? So Mike and Puyallup said 62, which is always like our salary average here on the MWP. So I'm just going to do that. 62. She's also managers. I don't know. All right. 48, 62, 75. Those are our guesses. But obviously, we don't have any idea, Michaela. So it's time to find out how much you actually make as a lead caregiver. Time to share your salary.
45.
Oh! Dang. Captain Ron, unfortunately, you were right on it with a little life experience in there. Uncle Wally or whoever. Yeah.
Uncle Wally.
Uncle Wally. I like that you just roll with that.
Yeah. Michaela, how old are you?
I am 23.
Oh,
and you're
wow.
managing 20 to 30 people?
Yeah. So that's I've been a caregiver since the day I turned 18. So I have about 6 years experience, which is a lot compared to a lot of our caregivers that come in fresh 18 or fresh out of high school.
Are you going to do this forever?
I don't plan on it. I want to go to college and I want to be a funeral director, but I do love working with people and I like being the person that takes care of someone, especially when they're on hospice. I like knowing that I can bring a little smile to their family.
Why do you want to be a funeral director?
Long story short, I had a couple friends pass away while I was still in high school, and I loved but hated the experience of being in the funeral and seeing everything, and it made me really want to be a mortician and an undertaker.
Wow, you just don't hear that every day. That's so impressive,
by the way. You talk like you're like 65.
That's not a compliment.
Yeah, what?
Like, she so has all this, like, wisdom and experience.
This isn't Rose from the Titanic game. She's 23. She's probably got a crazy wild Instagram, okay? She was probably doing keg stands and adding to Washington.
Her Instagram is private, Matt. Okay, that's
okay,
just for
fine.
Her friends.
But, Michaela, you are very, very mature for your age because you've had this work experience, you know, since high school. Are you a little wild, like when no one's looking? Are you still 23 or are you just like mature?
Well, I would say yes, but I have a son and I'm married now, so I kind of had to tone it down.
Wow. You are the oldest 23-year-old I have ever met.
What?
Legit.
Ma'am.
So crazy. I mean, it's great. This is how people used to be. They used to grow up when they were 18. Now people are adults when they're 30. So, this is impressive.
Is that a jab at me and Ron?
Don't take anything personally here. It's a jab at your generation, you personally. You two are working hard.
No, Michaela's going to be a wild 50-year-old. Like, the kids are going to be out of the house early, and then they're going to get to have the fun later on in life.
I got a spot for you. It's called Sun City, Arizona. You know, you get yourself a golf cart. You got those Dollaritas at Applebee's. Yeah. You're just flying around. You and your husband just nutty. And you could be cuckoo birds.
Oh, yeah. That's our plan.
That's it. Get all the work out when you can. You know, you're young. You can do all this stuff. That's great. Good plan. I'm doing exactly the opposite. So good plan, Michaela. I like it. Well, listen, thanks for calling in. I think you're really a motivation. You're impressive. Look at you. Look at you go, Michaela.
Well, thank you.
But by the way, bless your heart, you should be making a little more money managing 20 people at 43.
Yeah, demand more, Michaela.
For my profession, I actually make a really good amount, which is surprising.
Okay, well, funeral director, here we come, okay? I'm telling you what, as a person who's had to, put some people in the ground, that is not a cheap endeavor. So that's the way to go. There's a lot of money in death.
Oh, yeah, there is, definitely.
Yeah, there is. Cha-ching.
Okay, Matt, enough.
What? Okay, we reached that point. Time to go. Michaela, we love you.
Love you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.